Shalom Aleichem, BFF Teach 613. We welcome you to Tikten Fit Talmud Chulin Daf Lamed Chulin 30b. Pagination is 60. We're starting at the Mishnah, which is just below midway on the page. The first word on the line is Teku, and then Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hashochet beis roshin ke'echot shechitaso kesheira. If a person would shecht two heads, two animals at once, the shechita would be kosher if he did it right. It's an interesting introduction to what the Mishnah will delve into. It'll depend on the style used in the shechita, and therefore what length of knife would be required. Now, in general, when we think of using a knife, we typically use one of two types of knives. Typically speaking, either it's very sharp and it's used for chopping with pressure, pushing down, or we use serrated, in which case we go back and forth and take advantage of the serrated nature. If you think of doing different vegetables with the wrong type of knife, you'll realize it gets a little messy. Tomatoes as opposed to cucumbers. The tomatoes are far easier to cut. Using the serrated, you could cut in through the skin and then continue. Cucumbers, the chopping process is often used. Challah is another example where you can consider which type of knife you want to use. It's important to recognize that when we deal with shechita, we're talking about a very sharp knife, not serrated. Sharp knife, but you're going to and fro with the knife in its method of cutting. And therefore, skipping a line in the Mishnah, Hitiz is harosh bivas achas psula. If a person severs the head, meaning the simonim, the kana and the veshet, the food pipe and the windpipe, if a person severed it bivas achas with one stroke, says Rashi, last of the small lines, ka'odam hamatiz kana odala'as, the way a person puts pressure on something, dochek hasakin bekoach, in order to cut it, one stroke, one pressure movement, psula, that's going to be pasul. That's not shechita, that's called derasa. However, hayashochet vihitiz esharosh bevas achas, if he was doing shechita, which means a back and forth motion, and he was able to do the shechita without going back and forth. He was able to do it bevas achas, with one stroke. Im yesh b'sakin molei tzavar kishera. If the knife has the length of the neck external to the place of shechita, so that it's the equivalent of coming and going, because the knife is so long that just bringing it to you is the same length had you used a smaller knife and gone back and forth. That's kosher. Hayashochet vihitiz beiz roshin bevas achas. What happens if you try to shecht two heads at once? Im yesh besakin molot savar ach echod kishera. If it has one extra length on the knife beyond the two necks that you're shechting, then it would be kosher. But med devarim amurim, when was this restriction said? Bizman shaholich velo hevi o hevi velo holich. When you only went in one stroke, one direction, you didn't go back and forth. Avalim holich vehevi. But if you went and came, afilu kol shehu, afilu beizemel kishera. But if you're going to go back and forth, then even a surgical instrument, something pretty small, would also work. You go back and forth, and you could do the shechita. but the length is required if you're only going to do one direction. And the Ramos says in Simon Chav Dalet, if Beis Haminig Begalilo Seilu, the Minig in our locales, Lifso Ba Behema Afilo Holich Vehevi, even if you went back and forth as the Mishnah allows, Im Ein Besakin Kamolo Tzavar V'chutz L'Tzavar Mashahu, if you don't have a significant knife. We don't do this Izemel surgical implement method. Now, Taisvis on the facing page, top Taisvis, tells us L'chora Nira Shetzorech L'holich Kol Osei Mole Tzavar Shechutz L'Tzavar. It sounds like you need to use that extra length that's protruding because it sounds like it's impossible to do a good shechita without it. V'lokach tzorech oso shir, and that's why you needed that length. Umiyah nireh, but Tosfos kind of reverses the position and says, de'ein tzorech, you really do not have to use the entire length. The reason for this extra length is that you should be able to shecht comfortably. But let's face it, sometimes the knife is sharp and it very smoothly goes in. And it's possible to get through most of the two simanim without actually using this length that was mandated. And so, according to Taisvis, the mandated amount is more of a protection and a protocol in order that the shochet should be in a position to use it if he needs to, and therefore he's not pressured, and therefore he won't go pressured with the knife. But ultimately, as long as he does a good shechita, even if you don't find stain on the entire length of the knife from meat or blood, even if you don't find it stained, it turns out he didn't use it. That doesn't mean it's pasul. You would assess it, and if it's indeed a sharp knife, it could be that he went in smoothly even as he moved it. But again, if he puts pressure on it and uses that as the method of shechita, then it would be pasul. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.